Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have Lieutenant Colonel retired Nigel Wild, a former senior British Army intelligence officer, joining us coming up in the next segment to talk about some very important issues. Right now, let's go to Deutschland and talk to Dustin in Germany, an American living in Germany. He's watching CNN International. I wanted to call in and tell us about a coup in Thailand. Go ahead, sir.
Well, CNN is saying right now that there's a coup going on in Thailand, and the military is has surrounded the government building there, like I guess the capital. And the UN's got a big thing on it. The CNN just had their big CNN analyst from the UN. I don't remember his name, the funny-looking guy that's always joking around about the UN. And, he was all like, saying, the military is taking over the government building, and there's a coup. And now they got a big breaking news flag over the TV. Military announces martial law across country.
Well, I'm
what
sure.
What do you think of that?
Well, I'm sure it's to fight Al Qaeda.
Oh yeah, probably.
Yeah, I mean, generals don't want power and to rule people. No one, government never wants power. There's never conspiracies. Nothing's ever bad. There is no martial law. There is no coup. But even when there is, it's good at the same time and needs to be supported. Just like the coups we've had here, and Bush saying he wants to be a dictator and destroying the Bill of Rights is good, and getting rid of our freedoms and our borders is good, and it's conservative. And now tripling the size of the BATF. I'm sorry, it's been more than doubled now. That's conservative, and spending more money than all presidents before him combined is good. And I just think world government's good, and we should just go along with it. What do you think?
No way. We should never go along with it. Every country needs to have their sovereignty. I mean,
you must be with Al Qaeda, sir.
I must be. Hey, keep that quiet. This is an overseas call. The NSA is listening to us.
well, they're listening to the domestic ones, too. No. We know the Bill of Rights is bad, and we apologize for our evil, and we appreciate the fact that global corporations have taken over the U.S. and are destroying all our freedoms. Thank you, your government. You're our God. And thank you for spying on us, too. That's freedom plus good.
Get him, boy.
All right, man. Have a good one. Good to hear from you. I appreciate your call, sir. Let's jam another call in. We got a guest coming up in the next segment, and we'll take your calls later as well. Let's talk to James in Indiana. James, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Alex, good to hear you getting better. Even while you were sick, your shows are great.
Well, thank you.
I'm one of these people that was totally pro-Bush. I wanted to help him fight the terrorists, so I joined the military after 9/11, and, I was all into it. So I wanted to find out how the terrorists got here, and, I wanted to find out all about it. And so, unfortunately, I did research, and that's when I woke up, and I realized that you guys were not crazy, that, I was on the crazy side. And so all it is information. I'm living proof that people are waking up, and it takes information, because I see the world completely different now than I did a year and a half ago. I mean, it's...
What was it like when you started researching and you found out that the entire 9/11 story was a fraud?
It's like taking that red pill. I mean, the whole world looks completely different. You realize you were looking at a false, I don't know what the word is, but you were seeing things falsely.
Well, it's like a false backdrop. It's like a false projection, a movie screen.
Yeah, I mean, you see a world that's not really true. And all it is information. All people need is information. I mean, that's the key to business.
Yeah, that's it. They just overlay some information, show us some pictures of some guys in a cave, and there's the whole proof they need to take all our freedoms, get rid of our country, launch all these wars, do all this stuff. It's incredible.
Yeah, and my whole family is pro-Bush, Republican, and I showed them what I found out, and they turned around, too.
Oh, really? Stay there briefly. I want to go ahead and get our guest on, but I want to let this gentleman finish up, because this is what I'm seeing happening. His testimony mirrors what I'm seeing happen on 100 fronts. We are winning the fight for this country. We are going to save this republic with God's help. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU, that's 888-8-XANADU, and ask for George.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll be talking to Lieutenant Colonel Nigel Wilde, former senior British Army intelligence officer, who worked in Northern Ireland, worked in East Germany, all over. We could have this guy on for 10 hours. We're really honored to have him. But real fast, finishing up with the caller, James in Indiana, you were mentioning how you joined the military after 9/11, and then you started researching what really happened on 9/11, and you found out we were telling the truth about the official story being a scam. You had left off saying you then started waking up your family, who were big Bush supporters, and that with the evidence you were able to wake them up. What was that process of waking up like for them?
Well, they, even nobody that knows anything, just walking around, little things come out like Dubai Ports deal. People go, well, that's kind of weird. You know, so they're already starting to, you know, think that's odd, but, you know, still, he's a good president, he's a good Republican, he's a Christian, all that stuff. But you just show them, you know, news reports that you can get off your site, show them this stuff, and, you know, and the videos, your videos, Loose Change, too, I don't agree with everything that's in that. But, I mean, there's a whole lot of information on the Internet. You know, the war games, the insider trading, the training of the military bases from the hijackers. I mean, it just a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, Silverstein and how he got the properties and how the World Trade Centers were white elephants. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And it just showed the stuff, and there's a ton of it. And so, you know, they can't argue with it. After a while, they can't argue with it. And then, you know, they wake up too. And then once you wake up, you start seeing things easier. even things on local news, like, you know, my mom was, you know, she's an elderly lady who loves you, you know, she's a good Christian, thinks Butch is a, she used to think Butch was a good guy. And, like, the Florida, those, the kids in Florida that were supposedly terrorists, she saw that and just left. She knew what was going on.
Yeah, the blinders are coming off. You keep it up, sir, and God bless you, and we appreciate your service to the country. Let's now go to our guest we do have on the line with us, Lieutenant Colonel retired Nigel Wild. And, sir, you've got a literal five-page bio here, jam-packed with the incredible things you've done in your life. We're so honored to have you. First off, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and some of the experiences of your life, some of the big controversies you've been involved in, and then we can move on to the big discussion, an article by Nafees Ahmed concerning your serious questions about the terror raids of a month and a half ago.
Yes, good evening, Alex, from London.
Thank
it's,
you, sir.
Lovely and warm here. I hope you're enjoying similar weather over there.
We are. It's very nice here as well, sir.
Right. Well, I've had some 30-odd years experience in initially ammunition technical officer, which is the jargon term for bomb disposal and the chemistry of explosives and all of that sort of activity. I've been a bomb disposal officer, terrorist bomb disposal officer, and carried that activity out in Northern Ireland, where we had a very intensive campaign. The Queen gave me the Queen's Gallantry Medal for that. And subsequent to that, I've been in intelligence roles of various forms, working very closely with the American armed forces in East Germany, where we had liaison missions, and we were legalized spies on the activities of the Soviet and East German forces over there.
We could interview...
I'm not going to go into any more detail.
Sure, I know you can. I was going to say...
Alex.
No. I mean, I was going to say we could do a whole interview on that, but we're not. But I bet that was amazing. A pretty friendly fellows, the Stasi?
The Stasi were pretty nasty bastards.
Yeah.
But the the Russians were in the main very cooperative, very helpful when we were actually having official meetings with them. That said, my opposite number in the American mission was Major Nick Nicholson, Arthur Nicholson, as to give him his full name, but we always knew him as Nick. Nick and I trained before we went to East Germany together, and he was shot back in 1985 and killed by the Russian guard at a place called Ludwigslust, northwest of Berlin.
Amazing. So you've seen some pretty serious service.
Yes, I've seen some very unpleasant things, and I've seen some very pleasant things as well. I've seen service from terrorist activity in Cyprus in the 60s when I arrived on a late-night flight, and we were traveling to the British Sovereign Base area from the airport. We looked up on the hill and saw some flaming balls rolling down a hillside, 19 of them. And that was when we discovered that these were Turkish members who'd been set, Turkish members of a village who'd been killed, put into bales of straw, and rolled down a hillside towards the village. And this led to a very serious incident when the Turkish forces back in 1967 almost invaded the island of Cyprus. That invasion was prevented by diplomatic means, but at a later date, of course, the Turks invaded Cyprus and occupy the northern half of that island now. So I've been involved and seen terrorism from that end right through my whole career.
Absolutely. Now, of course, there was the big controversy where they claimed that you were violating official secrets, something they've also jailed David Shaler for. Can you, in a nutshell, tell us about the case you were involved in when the government came after you for something which they had to later admit was indeed no longer a secret? They were just trying to punish you.
Well, I think what happened was they weren't trying to punish me. I happened to get swept up in something which was a side issue. What actually happened was that I had worked officially with an author to write the official history of the missions in Eastern Germany. He then went on to subsequently write a book on Northern Ireland. And at the same time, in Northern Ireland, there was a former intelligence operative who uses the pseudonym Martin Ingram. And Martin was talking to various members of the police and the press about his operations there, because there was an attempt to cover up official killings or by members of the security forces who were using proxy terrorists to do the work for them. And these allegations have been going around for some time, and they're the subject of quite an investigation here in England at the moment. But he was writing a book, and I think the whole intention of attacking the author of the book written by Mr. Geraghty, with whom I was working on his first book. Geraghty wrote the book for us on East Germany, and then he started to write his own book about Northern Ireland. And they went for him on that, but the whole purpose was to deter Martin Ingram from writing his book. And I just got swept on because I'd been involved in the first book.
Sure.
The whole saga lasted for 2 years before they finally dropped the case.
Sure. Now you're speaking up. I have a report here, headline, Liquid Bomb Terror Plot is a, quote, fiction, underscoring police failures. And, yeah, I mean, it's tell us, Lieutenant Colonel, retired Nigel Wilde, why you have serious concerns about the official story that we were all fed about these unstoppable bionic murder teams that was just totally...
Well, I think you have to separate two things here. The first thing is what these individuals are going to be charged with. And in my experience, what they're actually charged with is not what the hyperbole of the official pronouncements is.
It's normally immigration.
They will probably be charged with intent, and intent is very simple to prove, you know, in the sense.
But they've also, in the past, in some of the other sweeps, they end up just getting them on things like immigration.
That's another case, yeah. But in this case, I think they're trying to get them on intent, intent to do something. However, what they were actually telling the public and the disruption that has occurred to the traveling public and the costs that have been incurred by many airlines and airport authorities throughout Europe and America as a result of this activity has largely, in my opinion, been totally and utterly unnecessary, because what you have, they were saying that these guys were trying, the threat was from a liquid explosive of an acetone type. Well, and by carrying the liquids on board, they were actually going to make an explosive on a plane. To actually make an explosive using some sort of peroxide and acetone mixture, you require an acid as well. There are a number of variants that you can produce, but they're very volatile chemicals, and they take an awful lot of preparation to actually mix them. One of the things that you need is cooling, and you need to carry the reaction out as cool as possible, preferably down at 0 degrees with lots of ice to keep the mixture cool. The next thing you need is a long period of time for it to evaporate, so that a white crystal powder forms at the end of it all. By that time, your plane's landed and everybody's got off. So what is actually being suggested doesn't make sense. What I am hearing now from our officials is... Well,
I'll tell you what, stay there. We've got a break, sir. This is so important. But day one, and you're, of course, an explosives expert yourself. Day one, explosive experts said, what? You're not going to mix explosives on the plane. They just needed something new to hype and have a bunch of fear, because Bush and Blair are both in so much trouble politically, and then they've got to give them some new reason to poke and prod at you at the airport. We'll be right back with our guest.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that in 1975, 32 senators and 92 representatives signed a Declaration of Interdependence, which stated that we must bring about a new world order? It called for the surrender of our national sovereignty to international organizations. It called for the redistribution of the wealth from America to third and fourth world countries. This is the same New World Order called for by former President George Herbert Walker Bush 210 times at the start of the Iraqi War 1990-1991. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pillows for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Remember Mike McCormick we interviewed a few days ago? Mike McCormick, one of the 9/11 heroes. He helped get the documents out about the asbestos and the mercury, and they wouldn't give the police, firemen, and emergency workers medical treatment. Days after I interviewed him, he got raided by a SWAT team, and they tried to say his barbecue pit was a chemical weapons factory. Well, see, this feeds into what we're talking about right now. We're talking to retired Lieutenant Colonel Nigel Wild, and he began his career in intelligence in bomb disposal. He's an expert on that subject. And the official government story was this chemical cocktail they were going to use to blow the plane up. They told us how they were going to do it. And then after Mr. Wild and others went public and exposed the fact that this is impossible, what they had said, what's their new spin, sir?
Well, the new spin that I'm now being fed is that Al-Qaeda have been working on this for 10 years and seem to have cracked what scientists working in laboratories haven't. I remember being taught this many years ago by the professor of chemistry of explosives and his assistant, who we shall call Igor, who was an Eastern European gentleman who'd escaped after the war to England, where he was living. And it was Igor's role to provide the chemicals to the professor so he could demonstrate to us how various substances were made. And when we were making these acetone chemical explosives, he would put it all together, and Igor would produce too much concentrated acid, too much high concentrated peroxide, and he hated the professor, and his attempt was to blow the professor up. And the professor's role in life was to avoid being blown up by Igor and by us. But it led to some pretty spectacular lectures, and we were actually in a position to see that the scientists have not been able to produce this sort of liquid quickly and into an explosive in a confined space of such as a toilet on an airplane. But the spin is now that that has been done by Al-Qaeda, but not by the scientists.
Now, let's be clear. They first put out their story. People still have brains, so it's proven to be a fraud. And so they just spin it and say, oh, now it magically works. Doesn't matter what the official scientists with degrees say. No, Al-Qaeda has magical powers.
Yes, well, I think that's beginning to be the sort of line. But the question, I think, Alex, that you really ought to be looking at is, why haven't our governments been taking action to protect people on planes by detecting acetone-based explosives and having almost 100% foolproof devices at airports? They haven't gone into the development of these equipments.
Oh, that's right, because the acetone doesn't get picked up by the normal swab detectors, so there is a real threat.
There is a real threat, and we want to know what action has been taken to carry out detection of this equipment. Now, the real reason that they've got for having to close down, restrict people's baggage, is they haven't got any liquid detectors or detectors for these liquids. And that is the basic problem. The guys at the University of Berkeley have just produced something. They've researching this for medical purposes, and they may well be able to come up with something in the near future. But we've had Richard Reed on board with this explosive in the past, and what has happened? Nothing. We have no formal detection equipment for this type of explosive, and that is the risk to the general public.
Well, we know who gets more power and control, and its elements in the government every time there is a terror attack, and very convenient when these raids took place. I'm sure you saw how they busted the young black kids in Miami. Weren't even Muslims. They delivered fertilizer to some Muslims up in Canada. I mean, this is getting pretty ridiculous, and it's a political stunt, according to the information I've got.
Well, that may be a lot of truth in that, I would say.
Well, we appreciate your courage in speaking out, sir, and you are an expert on the subject, as you said. This is what you did officially in military intelligence for much of your career all over the world. And do you think, and quite a few experts have spoken out, as you have spoken out, do you think that's hurting their official story, or will the public just buy anything?
Well, I think the public will buy anything, but I think there is beginning to be, let's face it, if you say it loud enough, dear old Goebbels, the biggest lie is the best lie, because that is the one that people will believe. The bigger the lie, the bigger the take-up by the general public, because they have no access to other forms of information.
Now, you know, there is something that would do really bad stuff on an airplane with liquids. There's quite a few other things, but we won't get into those.
There are indeed.
Yeah. Listen, I appreciate you talking with us today, and have a great end of summer.
All the best, Alex.
God bless.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Do you need money to help pay for healthcare costs or to supplement your retirement income? Are you 65 years of age or older and own a life insurance policy with a death benefit of $250,000 or more that's getting too expensive or no longer needed? Are you considering canceling or surrendering your life insurance policy for its cash value? Hermosa Group can evaluate your policy to see if you qualify for a life settlement. A life settlement can generate more money than the surrender value, and you can receive a lump sum payment within 45 days. Having your policy evaluated by Hermosa Group is free, easy, and carries no obligation. All policies qualify. Sell your life insurance policy for a large cash settlement today. Call 888-590-8705. That's 888-590-8705 to find out how much your policy is worth. Enjoy the benefits of a life settlement from Hermosa Group. Call 888-590-8705. That's 888-590-8705.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down.
Welcome back, my friends. Thank you for joining us. Got about 25 minutes left here of live broadcast, and I've got some final news items we do need to cover. A few things I want to recap as well, but let's go to your calls. Always great issues or news items or pieces of info are brought up by you. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeffrey, or Jeff in Kentucky. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, sir. This is my second time calling, and I'd like to thank you for everything you're doing.
Well, thank you.
I fell asleep about 10 years ago, about when I was 15. Well, that would be more than 10 years ago. And I joined the Army at the age of 18. That was a little over 9 years ago. And I've seen some stuff on two tours of Kosovo and one tour in Iraq, and that's one reason why I got out of the military was Iraq. I've seen a couple things happen over there that shook my feelings to the core. When I got out, went to a college. I'm going to university now to get my degree in nursing.
Good. That's a good thing to get into. There's a big shortage. I mean, that, but I'm just telling the listeners.
Oh, yeah. And one of my ethics teacher, his name's Alexander, he didn't exactly focus me towards you, but he focused me to the Project for a New American Century. And I saw when that date was and the process they're going through. And it was just like a reawakening. It's like that gentleman said earlier, it's like your blinders get taken off. When I was in the infantry, and that's when you get indoctrinated in the military, the infantry is, besides Special Forces, the infantry is like the biggest indoctrination program. They force into your head what's right and what's wrong with their version. And you were basically turned into an automaton. But when I got out, and thanks to that college professor, and now that your program, it's helped me readjust and understand what happened over there. And for people that don't believe that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, they did. I had a couple of them used on me. And the problem is, the stuff that was used on us was made in the good old US of A. And our government gave it to them, and that's the only reason they hadn't come out and they said that, we found them, because it says right on side of the munitions, made in America. And
well, let me be clear. Those mustard gas, sarin, VX, things like that are classified as WMDs, but when Bush said WMDs, this is where the confusion comes in. They were talking about nuclear or super high-tech bioweapons, okay, and they tried to claim the mobile trucks for pumping up balloons were bio trucks, but that was disproven. But it is true, I know from the first Gulf War, and I've interviewed the people involved, we have the video of it, inside the bunkers that our government had blown up, it was all marked U.S., U.S., U.S. And so, yeah, when Bush says we know he's got WMDs, he knows it because we got the receipt.
Oh, yeah. And you were talking about the second thing that got me out of the military, that would kind of turn me off towards the military, is the standard of troop coming through basic training now. I mean, a true soldier, a true warrior would not want to torture people, because, you know, if you're captured by those same people, you will be tortured.
Well, more than that, history shows torture doesn't work unless you want fake intelligence, unless you want people to claim they did something they didn't do. It works for evil governments. It does not work for a upfront good government or good military. And, it's not just that. In the last 4 or 5 years, the recruiting standards, I mean, it is gang members, it is scum, it is low-grade morons.
You talk about LaRaza and La Mecha. There's groups of people in the United States Army. I had an E-5. I was an E-6 when I left the military. I had an E-5 that came in, and he got beat up because he was basically saying the same kind of stuff that you are about, you know, the immigration policies and, you know, the invasion of America. And he got beat up by a bunch of Mexican kids in the military. And these are kids. These are indoctrinated gang members joining our military now. And you think the military is going to protect the country when it all comes down to said and done? They're going to be protecting their interests. And it's the nationality or the La Raza.
This tendency of the La Reconquistas to pile on people, that doesn't work too well when you've got the Second Amendment.
Yeah.
Because, a whole bunch of rounds will just pile out of the end of your barrel. And so, it won't work too well. But we've got a big problem. The government's brought them in here on purpose to bring the country down. And they've got recruiting ads and billboards all over Mexico. And our military right now has 75,000, and this is official numbers, people who were illegal aliens who have now been instantly legalized. 75, and listen, if the government's saying 75,000, it's a lot more than that.
And that's another ploy by the military, is they tell people, hey, you come in and serve the country for 8 years and we'll make you a United States citizen. I mean, that's all fine and dandy if you want to do it the natural way, but you got these groups coming in over the border, and that's like the amnesty program for the military.
I know it's a serious problem. It is a really big problem. I appreciate your call, sir. I mean, this immigration issue is the key. 9/11 is the key to stopping the New World Order takeover of the planet and the police state. But the immigration is the key to saving the country. I mean, there are 30 million illegals here who have been filled with hatred of this country and believe this is Mexico. And the government, again, gives them welfare. Everything is an incentive to come here. And they are going to double their numbers very quickly. And they're too ignorant, they're too brainwashed to understand that they're being controlled. And they don't care if they're being used. It is, you know, thousands of years of being slaves. They've never been free, going back to the Aztecs and the Toltecs and the Mayans. And they don't care. And, you know, they run into this politically correct, limp-wristed, chicken-neck America, and they're perfect to take this country over. I mean, we have gone from the land of the free, home of the brave. Everybody was respected us, but were also afraid of us. We had the best military because it was made up of the farm boys from all over this country who knew how to shoot from the time they were 5 years old. Now, literally, I've seen our military in New York. I saw them, folks. It was like something out of a science fiction comedy. I mean, they were stupid as dirt. They were running around acting like little effeminate tough guys. They waddled. They would try to yell at us to turn our cameras off, and we yell back at them, and they get fearful and run off. They were just, I've seen it. I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, either you've got inner city people, white trash, or you've got illegal aliens. And that's what our military is now. That's the transformation. And then you've got all the good people that are left in it, black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter, who signed up for 3 years, 10 years, their time's up. They're like, hey, I've been in Iraq 2, 3, 4 tours. What do you mean you're sending me back? And those guys are being held in there and are supposed to command the literal criminal brigades. I mean, that's what our military is. I've seen them, folks. There's bases all around Texas. They don't look like military did 5 years ago. They look nothing like military 10 years ago. They are pathetic, disheveled, stupid-looking, hunched over. I would describe them as wrestling fans. In fact, I had described them as that before. You know, these effeminate men who don't know they're effeminate, who think they're tough, and they're so effeminate, grown men. A grown man who's ever been in a real fight knows that wrestling is not real. I mean, I knew it was fake when I was 5 years old. All right. And so the type of scum that watches professional wrestling is what our military is today. And let me tell you something. We were standing by Madison Square Garden in the New Yorker Hotel. And when the video's up on the web now, it's up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And we hear screaming outside, and there is a van with about 15 troops running around flashing what looked like gang signs in the street, screaming at people. And we had seen the same troops that day down the street running a checkpoint by the entrance to the train station. So we thought, well, let's go see what they're doing. So we walk outside, and the military get down a hand is nothing new, but I mean, just to see these guys. They were running around in the crowd, freaking out with limos coming out, and like some of these men had to be 40, and some of the others were like 18. These are grown black men and white men, okay? There weren't any Hispanics. And there are hundreds of fans out here screaming and yelling for professional wrestlers that are coming in and out and leaving, and we're just videotaping about 10 feet away, and they turn and scream and run up and start cussing and say, turn those cameras off. And I yell at them, no, we're not going to do it. And so the funny thing was, you know, again, what do you expect from these type of people? They should have bulled up and said something. No. Once we showed them that we weren't going to be, you know, basically dominated, then they ran off scurrying in their car with their officers screaming at them to get in the car and get out of there. And then, folks, the next day, we're leaving town, and I walk up to another bus station, another train station, and we've got a camera rolling, and these guys are so stupid, they don't even know we're rolling a camera 2 feet in front of them, a pretty good-sized handheld camera in Rob Jacobson's hand, and Rob's right beside me. And I say to the nice white guy and two nice black guys that are standing there with their M16s, I say, hey, is this the station to catch the New Jersey train? We took a plane into New Jersey. That's where we had to go to fly out. And Newark Liberty, oh boy. And the guy starts going, yeah, it's down there. And this is how he talked. He went, duh, it's down there. This is a big guy, too, a big farm boy. He goes, yeah, it did. Well, we've got him on video. We ought to go get the audio and play it. I almost don't want to because he wasn't mean to us, and he was retarded, folks, and there was no doubting it. And probably 80 IQ. He was like, yeah, I'll help you. I'll show you where you need help. You know what I like? I like wrestling. I like wrestling. I go, oh, you like wrestling? He goes, yeah, they support the troops. They support them. They support them. Folks, this just really happened. I mean, they're running around with wrestlers the night before. I'm down. I'm in another part of New York the next day, and I walk up just out of the blue. I like wrestling. I like it. That's who they're getting. The recruiters go get retarded farm boys and brain dead inner city kids, and they go and they get them, and they hype them up, and they tell them it's going to be like professional wrestling. And I know they use big orange Humvees playing cop killer rap. That's been in the news. And they promise them they're going to get millions of dollars. They're going to be James Bond. But let me tell you something. We're not going to win wars with people like that. I can guarantee you that. Because that's not the type of farm boys they were in the past. That type of farm boy got rejected and stayed home, and his brother went and fought. I mean, and it came out in the news a few months ago. They are hiring now mildly retarded people for the military. And, folks, that is not fair to anybody, not to this country, not to the people that you're putting in harm's way. I mean, if they send that guy to Iraq, he is not going to live very long. I help you. I show you where it is. Hey, Rob Jacobson, come here. Get on the radio. He's out there video editing. Hey, I don't even think he's listening to the show. Let me see. Hey, pull that chair out. I want you to move that box out of the way, out of that chair. Sit down. Hey, do you remember the second group of troops we talked to? And were you just not listening to me out in the hall?
Yeah.
Oh, you actually were? Crap, I just spilled water all over. Excuse me, folks. I just spilled water everywhere. Didn't get on the equipment, though. That's good. Rob, am I joking? Were the troops, like, basically all retarded?
Yeah. There were. It was surprising to see. I didn't really speak much to the guy, but I did remember overhearing him, and it was a little, you're not being inaccurate.
Just out of the blue. I love wrestling.
Yeah, he was like that. I mean, really nice guy, like, he's very helpful to us, but...
How did he talk?
He had a bit of a speech impediment.
It wasn't a speech impediment. He couldn't talk, man. He was retarded.
He also had a look in his eye that was also a little bit, you know, it didn't seem like... You could tell when you walk up to somebody and perhaps they are maybe retarded.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's nothing against retarded people.
Yeah, totally.
It's just that the point is they're not in the military.
Right.
We actually were witnessing multiple retarded troops.
Right. I mean, I would say if this guy went overseas or something, just like you said, I don't think he would definitely be marching right into whatever they tell him to and get blown away. Or it didn't seem like he was a thinker. To me.
But the point is that most of them looked like that and acted like that.
Yeah, they're just kind of grunts on the street. And
yeah, but there's always been dumb people in the military, man. But these guys are just a new grade. I mean, it is just like...
Well, the night before, a bunch of us were hanging out outside the hotel. We were right outside Madison Square Garden. There was a wrestling event, and there was a huge amount of...
Now, he doesn't need headphones. It's all right. We're almost done anyways.
There was a huge amount of military people out there enjoying the entertainment and getting out of there, I guess. It was at the end of the event. I think we got some of it on camera. I don't know.
Yeah. We've done a whole show. We've talked about it for 20 minutes. Hey, Rob, thanks for coming in and talking to us.
No problem.
And we're not trying to be mean, folks. It is a scary phenomenon. I mean, in all the previous years of my life, I haven't seen retarded troops. And I'm now seeing them more and more. And by the way, that was in the mainstream news just about, 2 months ago. That they've lowered the standards to the lowest level. And 14% were given waivers to be below the lowest admissible level. Do you understand the average person has 100 IQ? When you hit 80, you're a moron. A complete moron. And at 70, you're full-fledged retarded. And I'm serious. Assessing these troops, I would have to say they had between 80 and 90 IQs. The highest being 90. All right, I've said enough. You know, I got all these callers to talk to. We are going to blitz to your calls. Mike, Matt, John, and Nick. I'm going to give each one of you 60 seconds. Stay there. Give everybody plenty of time. I'm not trying to be mean, folks. This is the new America. We will be ruled by mindless idiots.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, Mike, you're on air. Where are you calling us from today, my friend?
Missouri.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank God for you getting the word out to everybody else, too. I just had a basic question. CNN this morning and yesterday morning had a little blurb about Russian troops moving into Canada for war games, which totally surprises me because I never thought Canada and Russia...
Yeah, I've gotten a bunch of calls on this, but I couldn't find it.
Okay, well, my question is... You had a caller yesterday on yesterday's show from Canada who said he saw 19 divisions come in. Now, if they're doing war games, 19 divisions is an invasion force, not a war games.
Yeah, I mean, a war game should have a couple thousand troops, not 90,000.
Right. So I was wondering if anybody had been able to get confirmation of that yet or not.
No, I have been unable to do that, but that's an important call, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Good to hear from you, Mike. We appreciate it. Matt in Mississippi, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Never let us tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories, us being the 9/11 truth movement. You're either with us, the 9/11 truth movement, or you're with the terrorists.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Exactly. Hey, I'm calling from the largest sheeple breeding ground in the country here in Mississippi, and I just wanted to thanks for the extras you guys sent me whenever I bought the bracelets from Infowars.com. You guys also put together a few stickers and a little booklet for the Bill of Rights. That was
very awesome. We always we throw free stuff in every order, sir.
And you guys, listen, the listeners must go and get these bracelets. They're great. I mean, awesome. I mean, on one side they say defend freedom, and on the other side it says Infowars.com.
By the way, we just got new ones in that say 9/11 was an inside job, Infowars.com, or PrisonPlanet.com. Those new ones just came in, and they're great conversation pieces. That way you meet like-minded people.
It says 9/11 was an inside job?
Yeah, we just got new ones in.
Well, I'll have to be going to Infowars.com. But, hey, I just wanted to ask you a couple questions.
Sure, go ahead.
If I could go ahead and plug my website, because I'm having a tough time here in Mississippi finding like-minded people. I mean,
and you're wanting to find a like-minded Fräulein, aren't you? Okay, go ahead and give your website out.
It's just myspace.com/morerockin. That's spelled MoreRockin. And one more question.
Well, listen, if I miss that website, I'll never get it. What is it?
myspace.com/more, M-O-R-E, rockin, R-O-C-K-I-N.
Oh, More Rockin, I got you. Listen, I got to move here quick. What else?
Okay, the governor of Louisiana is asking for military to help out in New Orleans with crime. She's asking for basically martial law. Did you read that article? It was on CNN.com.
She's been calling for that for a month. Thanks for the call. Yeah, it's just all a big scam. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Ohio. Sorry to other callers, we're out of time. John, go ahead.
ZMAG, ZMAG.org, had an article enumerating all the things you talked about the generation of the Army troops, but one thing you didn't mention was that there's a massive campaign by neo-Nazis and white supremacists to get in there to get training.
Oh, yeah, there's that, too. In fact, there was a news report about that, yeah.
Yeah, so that they can come home and provoke a war against blacks and browns and immigrants. And
the Mechas, they're real sweet, though, right?
Well, I don't have enough time. I'll
no, but, I mean, are
day.
They sweet?
I don't have enough time. Let me talk about something that happened on Coast to Coast last night. Do you have enough time for me to get into that or not?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, I think that George Norrie, every time I turn him on, he's got somebody on scaremongering beyond any of these fake alerts that I've ever heard from Bush or anybody else. He reaches clear off into the most scaremongering ideas that Iraq, Iran has got bombs in this country, that Al-Qaeda is real, that martial law, it would be understandable. He oohs and awes all of these types of people he has on. I think there's something very fishy about him, and I think, I think you do an awful good job on exposing the police state, the 9/11.
John, thank you. Listen, give me a call back tomorrow. We can talk more about it. I'm out of time. I love you, folks. God bless you.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.